very difficult to do right now, but I do want us to concentrate on that this is a celebration of a good young man's life in Justin, and that there's a promise at the end of this, and the good news has been delivered. And that gift is open to every one of us for the asking. My condolences to Randy, Jane, and Ryan, and their entire family that we've got to know too well the last few days. We also extend our sincere condolences to the Des Moines Police Department and Sergeant Anthony Bimino's family. My thanks to Chief Shoup and the Rockwell City police officers for being our point of contact over this past week. I would be remiss not to mention the assistance provided from law enforcement agencies for the many needs in this time of tragedy, and some special groups like the Cop Survivors Group. Finally, thank you to each and every one of you that stopped what you were doing to show the Martin family these tributes that you've done over this past week to a life well lived by police officer Justin Martin. This past week, the Urbandale Police Department lost our young man, but the community of Rockwell City lost their son. I'd like to open the scripture that's important to me, and it's Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen. My faith assures me Justin is in the warm embrace of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and we should celebrate this good news. As we know, Justin earned the distinction of being an Eagle Scout, together with his classmate, Brady Farrington. These two young men from this same town completed the challenging task of the Eagle Scout when they were in the high school of Rockwell City. There are Rockwell City Scoutmasters, Young Scouts, and Cubs that can look to each of them as examples of the embodiment of the strong values that we hold in God, country, and family. The community of Rockwell should be recognized for promoting their moral development and the accomplishments as Scouts and as citizens. In 2015, I was fortunate enough to hire both of these new college graduates and Eagle Scouts to our police department. Justin focused on his profession by attending Simpson College, where there is an excellent criminal justice program. Many of those people are sitting here now. This Iowa college has formed the foundation of an excellent criminal justice program, and Urbandale Police Department in general is fortunate to have several of those graduates from Simpson on our staff. Sergeant Bimino was also a Simpson graduate. Urbandale Mayor Anduig and I are both graduates of Central College, and we were touched this last weekend during the annual Central Simpson football game, they took time out from their activities to honor these fallen men. Please remember Simpson College and that their members are hurting for this devastating loss of good lives. I'll talk a little bit about police hiring standards. Typically, we do not hire people into their 26 to 30 years old because, unfortunately, during their college years, they become involved in activities with underage drinking and other things that you could imagine that keep them from being ideal candidates at the time of their graduation. Therefore, not looking for a perfect person, we're looking to see where your mistakes were made and how you've improved from there. But typically it takes that 3 to 4 years to show us that you're moving into adulthood and you're leaving those childish ways behind. College men and women typically drift from their value systems for a period during their college years. Justin did not suffer such fragilities. He wore his faith openly, and his focus towards his career never wavered. Justin was a good Christian man. He did not use his religion to condemn others, to belittle them, make them feel worse about themselves. He used it in love and compassion and spread it out into the world. And I am forever grateful for this short period of time that we had him with us. We hired Justin because, as with the rest of the men and women I've had the privilege to work with at UPD, he was a man of integrity. We were not prepared to have Justin's life stolen from us. All of us here feel that pain. Together, we will continue to live those values of God, country, and family for the memory of Justin and the good of our own well-being. The police profession has been referred to as a family. And I'm sure if you aren't familiar with us by attending this, you certainly are now. And there is some truth to that statement. And with all families, we are a big, loving, dysfunctional family. We don't always get along. We have differences of opinion of how to accomplish a task. During resolutions, we argue and produce great conflict. Sometimes we feel as though we don't even like each other. But when an outsider decides to pick on our sister or brother, we'll pick up that fight with them. You may be able to defeat our brothers, but we will continue to fight until we complete our oath to our communities and justice has been served. The Urbandale Police Department and the Des Moines Police Department, we are in great pain. This will not be easy to overcome. We feel this pain amongst our brothers and sisters in law enforcement as well, and certainly all that have gathered here today. That being said, our community's many acts of kindness since this tragedy has eased our suffering. The Martins do not want to have anger cloud their being. I ask each and every one of you to try to work off of that example. They lean towards Christ and seek his peace. This gift is available to each of us. Please let me close with these words from Romans that I believe summarizes the goodwill I've seen in our communities since this tragic incident. Romans 12:21. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. May God bless each and every one of you, particularly the UPD family, and every one of you that's come time here to bring here. My prayer to God for each of you is that he brings you peace.